the No Grow Follow podcast, where we talk about church and today's culture.
With your hosts, Adam and Pastor Jay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the No Grow Follow podcast. It's kind of a unforeseen circumstances. We had a couple technical issues with our last podcast, and then there happened to be a big, large storm that decided to come and push some wind all up through Louisiana, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast.
It was crazy.
We've been dealing with that for the last couple of days.
This was my first actual hurricane that... We've lived here in Louisiana for 4 years, and we prepped for hurricanes, and we've gotten ready, and they always seem to kind of miss us. Thank God. I mean, I'm not wishing one on me, but this was the first one that actually blew through, and it was a lot of wind. You know, we didn't lose power here, but a lot of our neighbors did. But that's not the only unforeseen circumstance. You've got a cold, right? Which you're hoping isn't the coronavirus.
Yeah, I sure hope it's not. I'm monitoring myself, and I will be testing myself. So here's something that's pretty interesting, and this has developed in my household is different viewpoints from different people. Me being the younger person, I want to know if something is going on.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be like, try to ignore it and just push through it. I want to know what's going on. And then after I know what's going on, I want to know how to react to it.
Yes.
Okay. So I've seen multiple people, I got comments from multiple people that are older than I am and older than you are,
Okay. Let's
say, don't get tested, don't worry about it, just stay home, quarantine yourself,
okay,
and just push through and act like it's nothing, because if you act like it's nothing, then it is nothing.
That's not how illness works, I'm afraid. You can't just push through.
I mean, it's not, but... I just want to see if I wake up tomorrow morning and this is still going on and I have a fever, because I had a beanie on all day and I took my beanie off and that might be the cause, but I took my temperature like 5 minutes later and I had elevated temperature.
Okay.
So I hope that's not correct. I'll take that in the future. But me as being someone, I want to know something and then react to it.
Sure.
Because that's how I was. That's how I've taught myself.
Yeah. Fact-based decision making.
Yes. Yeah. That also comes from that thought process that I'm going through. Comes from something that you wouldn't think of first.
Okay. Is this going to be that a gaming process story?
I ingrained in myself came from playing video games.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
So, like, so people have different founding beliefs and different ways, processes of thought based on different experiences they have. Sure. And everyone has to respect those experiences.
Yes.
Everyone has to respect those experiences, no matter what they are, what they may be, or what foundations you just have to respect how people believe, and you have to respect their train of thought, because everyone's going to go off in a different direction.
Okay.
And then there's two types of people in the world. There are the leaders and the worker bees.
Yeah.
And sure, there's different steps, but super generalized, there are the leaders and there are the worker bees.
Okay.
Worker bees, without giving direction, think of a spider web, and that's the direction I think of.
Okay.
But a leader will give you a hallway and say, go this direction.
Yeah.
But that's for a generalized society. If we look at different age groups, for example, boomers will give you a streamlined approach.
Sure.
From my experience, they'll give you a streamlined approach. If you ask a boomer if you ask a boomer for help,
okay,
they will sit down with you, and they will tell you you need to do this, 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 this.
Okay.
And they'll help you along with it. But if you ask a millennial for help, they will, unless it's like a special circumstance that they know you won't need, they will talk you through it. They'll tell you, like, hey, you need to go look at this, and you need to figure it out for yourself because of the learning experience. Does that make sense, or does that not make sense?
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just trying to think it all through. I mean, there's a lot of generalizations in there, of course.
There's an extreme amount of generalization.
You know, so when I was in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
There was this thing, Adam, that you would say, it was just a guy, right? And so I would never say to you, Adam, you should go get your coronavirus test tomorrow. I would say, you know what? If a guy had a elevated temperature and the sniffles and had been, I don't know, sitting on FaceTime tonight or whatever, he might want to go get his coronavirus tested. That culturally you would never say, you need to do this. But you might say, you know, if a guy was going to build a fence, he'd build it over there. Meaning, Adam, build your fence over there.
So they have... millennials have this thing that they do, and I'm gonna call millennials out on this one because okay. it's kind of sus, which is the thing that we say for a game that's currently out called Among Us. Calling someone sus is calling someone suspect.
Okay.
Or suspicious.
Yeah.
Sorry, suspicious. Whoops. But a lot of people will ask, hey. Blah, 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 I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, yes.
So
I've seen this.
That's one thing I'm calling millennials out right now, because you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Just act yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's one difference between now and, because we're inheriting this thing. I see it developing, and it's really bad. That we're inheriting the masks, like cultural mask mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting to inherit that, and like that's the worst possible thing.
So let me ask you this. I would say that social media and social media experience is breeding a whole bunch of internet tough guys. You know, folks who can bully and push people around and shout out loud and type in all caps and troll these boards for and get into all these arguments. But if you got face-to-face with that same person, they would never say that. So do you think that that's the same for millennials?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just multiplied?
Yeah.
So there's a generation of millennials, and even your generation, that grew up on the internet. Grew up in the form of what we call trolls. There are people that are my age and even your age that grew up in this society where we call them, and you'll call them as well, trolls.
Yeah.
And on as trolls, they're people that will sit on like a social media website or Reddit or any form or even in games.
Yep.
They will sit there and they will upset people to get a reaction out of them.
Yeah.
And they target people who are easily upsettable.
Sure.
So, in that category, millennials don't really fit in, except the small portion of millennials, because we grew up with it. But in that category is basically your age and older.
Okay.
And they'll go out there and, like, someone will make a post like, oh, I support, I support gay rights, or I support something.
Sure.
And someone will go in there and they'll just be like, oh, blah, 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 and just try to, yeah, try to trigger you.
Yeah.
And then they'll make you look bad. But there's a saying that I live by, that most millennials live by,
okay,
that I think everyone should know. Never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to the level and they beat you with experience.
Nice. There's another saying that's along the same lines, and it says, if you have a fight with somebody who's stupid, people might not know who the stupid person is.
The quote was, I know exactly what you're quoting. You're quoting, it's hard to win an argument with a smart person, but it's damn near impossible to win an argument with a stupid person.
That's nice. Yep. Yeah. So, are you telling me, because what I think I heard you say is that your age group, your demographic, your generation doesn't have trolls?
No, what I'm saying is we have trolls. We are the originators of trolls.
Okay.
Your generation and my generation are the originators of trolls.
Okay.
And it's spreading.
Yeah.
What
you
I'm
know
saying.
who I see people who can't handle a troll at all is a boomer. Like,
yes.
If you're on a
that's their primary that's yeah. the primary people they go after.
Yeah. So what happens when you take a troll, right? And that troll is actually at the grocery store. Is that troll going to be authentic and be a troll 100% of the time and call somebody in the grocery line out for being short or loud or believing this or that or buying the wrong kind of cottage cheese? Or are they going to just be like quiet and shy and not do anything about it and then just go home and rag on somebody else as a troll?
No, that's what we call I can't say it on the podcast, but it's a donkey.
Yeah.
Thing. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. An internet tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But usually they won't be, they're two completely separate types of people.
Right.
If they don't have that mask on behind the screen and behind the keyboard,
yeah,
there's no difference.
So I would say for my generation and older, right, that when that troll gets under your skin, it raises your anxiety across the board, right?
Exactly.
And then the next troll is going to make it even worse, and the next troll is going to make it even worse. And so there's a whole group of people my age and older, maybe your age and older, who are like on high alert and ready to just Karen like mad. You know? I see Karen as the victim of the troll. And that's why she's knocking over stuff at Target.
So I agree. So the main thing that people look for, those people,
yeah,
is a reaction.
Yeah.
That's what they look for. And if you react, then it's over.
Yeah.
They will target you over and over and over and
yes.
over and over again.
Yes.
And that you better delete that person off their friends list or get off
yeah.
their website.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My wife went on a blocking spree because she was the victim of a troll, and for it was a cause that she was passionate about, and she got trolled, and it turned into a huge thing, and that troll then started to troll people on her friends list and people she was talking to, and it got out of control, and it turned into just a blocking spree. Yeah,
that's generally what occurs, but people get satisfaction out of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the...
It's a shame, but I mean, like, you can see it in all forms of society now.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to the election, we're recording this on election night.
Right, right.
And you can see it happening in ads now. You can see people putting stuff out there that will be like, that's not right.
Yeah. Did you see The Social Dilemma? The movie The Social Dilemma? It's a
I know like 90% of the stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a documentary on Netflix. It's worth watching. It's not rocket surgery. I mean, it's stuff that we already know. Anyway, it talks about how the algorithm in social media is built to do this. But there are so many people, Adam, that I think don't know that. And so they really see, you know, there's been 23,000 comments and every one of them is going to make me more mad. I can't believe how people are, rah, 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 rah. And now I'm going to go push over stuff at Target.
So we grew up with something, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but Reddit?
I know what Reddit is. Okay. I had a Reddit for a while, and it was just a time suck, so I had to get rid of it.
Okay, Reddit is a deep, dark hole. For those who don't know what Reddit is, it's a deep, dark hole where in the very depths of it, that's where the trolls live.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then before that, there is where all trolls live, and that's called 4chan, and that's don't ever go there.
I see trolls as Facebook, man. Like any Facebook.
Well, they're moving outward. Yeah. They're moving outward, and now you can see them on TV. You can see like their tactics being used in like TV ads and such like that. And so people have learned from them and how to get a reaction out of people.
Yeah.
And now they're studying these reactions and they're using them to cause people to think a certain way.
Yeah. Did you? I can't say the name of the title of the book. It's Mind FCK. And it's written by the whistleblower at Cambridge Analytic and talks about how the math, how the programming does exactly what you say. So here's my question. If there are trolls and we know who they are and society's commodity these days is attention, right? How does the church respond?
Honestly, the church doesn't.
Okay.
Trolls feed off in response.
Sure.
So if you don't respond, what happens? Are they going to waste their breath? No.
No. No, no, no. That's not what I meant. Like, not how does the church respond to a troll, but like how does the church as a community of faith living together in a world where a troll and the person being trolled may both show up on Sunday? I mean, we live in a relatively moderate-sized suburb. New Orleans is like a small town. I mean, everybody knows everybody. And so the chances that you're going to run into the woman who trolled you last night on Reddit may be decent. And so as a church who says all are welcome, no matter who you voted for or what you believe, whether you're right or wrong or right or left, whatever, but we're all going to sit together and worship Jesus together, Is that a possibility in a postmodern society?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me tell you how.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
If you give everyone's also trolls like to have their voices heard over everyone else.
Yeah.
So if you give everyone's voice an equal amount of time to be heard.
Yeah.
Those who want to cause chaos. So if you give everybody equal amount of time to be heard, like there's no room for trolls. And that's why you won't ever see them at church. Also, this is the strong point of church. Because church will give... church is
Hang on,
led
no, 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 no,
by
no. Wait with your second one. Go back and explain your first one. If you give everybody an equal amount of time, there won't be a troll?
There won't be a troll.
Okay.
So, if you give everyone an equal amount of time for their voice to be heard.
Yeah.
And you don't allow opinions to be based, so don't allow conversations to be opinion-based, then it will cause the trolls to not be such an issue. Because one thing that tore apart the church, and it's still tearing apart the church, is people discussing and like trying to tilt other people and other denominations, doing stuff like that.
Sure.
Tilting the action of getting someone else upset. Or if I say I'm tilted, that means I'm upset about something.
Yeah.
So tilting someone is very, it's very easy to do if you are only strictly talking about someone else's opinions on something that is very important to them.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I would say is give everyone an opportunity to speak if they would like that opportunity to speak, but don't let them speak over other people.
Everybody can speak, but everybody has a right to be heard.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is correct right now.
No.
People might say it's correct, but it ain't.
Yeah. No. This is a work in progress. So as leaders in our congregation, as the pastor and as a leader in the congregation, we have the opportunity to model what we're doing, right? What we're talking about. And I've always been a big meeting kind of guy. If there's an issue, let's have a meeting, and we'll invite everybody who is involved to the meeting, because I believe a couple things. I believe consequence takers need to be decision makers, right? So if you're gonna have consequences, right, you deserve to be part of the decision making process. And I believe that we can solve the answers to most of life's problems if we just talk about them long enough. That someone will have an answer. So we have an issue. We decide to have this big meeting. 40 people come. We put chairs in a circle and we talk about it, right? And one of those people is a troll, and they start to talk over top of everybody else. Easy at that point to say, hey, listen, Karen, I understand that you're really passionate about this, but we need to hear everybody's voice here. Like, really pretty easy to control that, right? What about the people who have strong opinions, who are trolls, who don't come to the meeting, but still have an issue?
Well, if they don't, if someone doesn't have their voice actively heard.
Yeah. Even if they have an if they have an opportunity for their voice to be heard, but they choose to not be there, but yet want their troll-like voice to be heard elsewhere.
Well, that's completely irrelevant. That's not relevant at all. Dude. And that's like what we understand, but other people don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the experience that my pastor friends and I have all the time. Of people who...
You don't quarrel with those people.
Yeah.
And you don't give them the time of day.
No.
And here's why. Because all they're trying to do is cause chaos.
Yeah.
All they're trying to do is force their beliefs on someone else.
But these days, Adam, it's election night, right? We know that it works.
It does work.
It works on social media, it works in communities, it works on TV, and it works in churches. And so those folks who are trying to be agitators are agitating. And
this is why millennials need to be involved in the church, because
preach it.
This is why people need to talk to millennials and talk to younger generation. Because pardon my friends, but we're immune to this shit.
Yeah.
So, you need to listen to us. You need to have someone present, because I will tell someone to get out.
Yeah.
If they're crossing a line, that's dumb. I will tell someone to leave.
Yeah.
That's how I was raised. That's how I, that's basically how I live my life. If someone is saying something that is, irrelevant to the conversation or triggering people, mm-hmm. and it has no right to be said, they can leave.
How many times do you block somebody? Once a week, once a month, once a year?
I never block anyone. I stop. I just don't respond. And okay. If I don't respond, nothing happens.
Okay.
So it's super easy. If you go on your Facebook and there's a message that you don't want to... you can clear the message, you can hide message, or you can delete message.
Yeah.
You don't respond to message.
Right. you know, this is sort of the 2020 version of what one of my mentors told me. He said, if you ever get a letter, an anonymous letter, anonymous letters go to the trash. That no one, you can't deal with an anonymous tip. Like if somebody gives you an anonymous letter, dear pastor, many people in the congregation are very concerned about such and such, a concerned parishioner, right? Garbage. Because you can't, there's nothing you can do with that, right? Except for just be anxious.
Yes.
This is, you're saying the same thing, right?
I am. So, voices that come from unknown sources are not credible.
Right.
That goes for literally everything. So, if a voice comes from let's talk about social media.
Yeah.
If someone posts something on your post and it has a background picture, the profile picture is a anime girl.
Okay.
Do not respond. Because one, that person has, if that person is trying to troll you.
That's awesome. That's rule number one. Rule number one. If it involves an anime girl, it's out.
Yes. So, you'll know, like, I know when stuff is just suspicious. Like, on social media.
Oh,
if
man,
it's like a picture of, like, a cloud or something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to respond to this.
Right. It's the same thing when you get the picture from the super, super model-like woman that has one mutual friend. Like, you know, you're probably not a real person. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, here's how we deal with trolls at people my age.
Thank you.
There is a really funny meme that occurred that was fantastic. So, girls will ask nowadays, they will sell pictures of themselves for people to send them money.
Okay.
So there's a meme where this girl says, hey, I can't eat dinner tonight, which is a lie, by the way, but I can't eat dinner tonight. Will you send me $20? Here's my account information for, I forgot what type of account it was, but it was like a,
like a Venmo?
Like a Venmo?
Yeah, it was a Venmo. It was a Venmo account. So, the guy was like, no, I'm sorry. Responding, first issue. But it was hilarious because she was like, please, blah, 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 blah. Tried to put him on tilt so he would send $20. So he was like, think about this. And then he sent a message to request $20 from her. He said, okay, just press okay. And she did, so she sent him $20.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But that's how, and then she, like, started blowing up his phone and stuff like that, and he blocked her. But, like, it's terrible. And then he refused the money. But, like, this is terrible. Like, these people are doing these things that are, like, so sketchy, and people that are older than us, like, have no defense against.
Right.
It's defense against the dark arts of, like, human society.
Hey, you know, you were saying that, man, I couldn't help but think about that Carson King, the guy from College Game Day, who held up the sign that said, Venmo me beer money.
Yeah.
And he's made over $1 million. Like,
really?
By the time the game started, the football game started, he already had $400 in his Venmo account, and so far he's made over $1 million. He donated it all to the Children's Hospital, because he had no idea that this was going to work, right? But all he did was hold up a sign in the background of a live TV show, and it said, Venmo me beer money. And it went
crazy. Everyone has a Venmo on their phone. I have Venmo on my phone, but I mean, it's...
It was just wild.
It's such an easy resource, and people will abuse anything that they can in today's society.
Yeah.
Another reason why you should get with your local millennial and talk to them about what to do and what not to do. Because a lot of times the line isn't clear the older you get, but for the younger you get, it is crystal.
Well, because you've grown up with this. I mean,
yes.
You've grown up with internet trolls and cyber bullies and you know, all fake accounts and all of this stuff is your landscape. And you have to navigate this from the time you were born, you know. And for me, as a Gen Xer, like, I really, honest to God, played Oregon Trail on the Apple IIe. You know, and that's a long time ago. You know, I remember my first, I could identify the dial-up sound from, but I hadn't heard that until I went to college. You know, the dial-up internet was brand new when I was a college freshman. That all of this stuff was new. We started with bulletin board services where everybody had an alias name, and the first thing you would write once somebody said, hey, they'd say, hey, and you type A/S/L for age, sex, location, because there were no profile pictures. There were no profiles. It was just lines of text on bulletin boards. And that was brand new, that we didn't know how to deal with catfish or Karen or trolls or anything like that. But this is just deep down what a millennial lives every day.
See, we ostracize those people out of our society.
Yeah.
Because, like, our society is, I mean, our generation.
Yeah.
For example, like, if somebody's catfishing in our generation, like, we know. But they're moving to a different generation now. They're moving to an older generation, and they're causing issues.
Oh, absolutely.
Across society.
Absolutely. I know of people, so, I know of people in our
church. I just can't hammer it in hard enough. People need to talk to younger people.
Yes.
And learn these things. They are so important because, yeah. A, you can lose a lot of money by doing something really stupid.
Yes.
Because these trolls will do something.
Yeah.
And, like, even in today's society, people, if you give someone, so there's this thing called social hacking.
Okay.
You can look it up. People will talk to you in public, and they'll once they find your Facebook profile, and if you say, hey, I'm going to here, this bar, blah, 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 they'll go to that bar. And they'll like, okay, this looks like this person. They'll talk to you. After they talk to you, they'll find out what school you went to, what was the name of your first grade teacher, what your first pet's name was.
Totally.
Stuff like that. What does that sound like?
It's all your security questions.
All your security questions.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all they need.
Man.
Because all they need to do is get into one account.
Sure.
That's it. So if they can get into your phone account, if they can get into your cell phone account, it's over. They can ask for a chip to be sent to a new address.
Yeah.
And if you don't catch it in time, every app with every password on your phone is now
in their hands.
Out in the world.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely dangerous beyond belief.
So do you think, let me take it back to the church here, and you're looking sicker and sicker as our thing is going on. So,
really?
Yeah, you are. You are. You're not looking good. So I don't want to, like, keep you up too long because you need some NyQuil and to go to bed. Do you think that because of what you're saying and because of how digitally connected you and your friends are, that you're going to create or a utopian, troll-free, digital, online church? Where?
Possibly,
yeah.
But you've already lost all of us from the church.
Right. Oh, right.
Come back.
Right.
So, like, sure, I can go out and I can say, like, hey, this, like, I'll tell you straight up, like, this person is just here to troll people.
Yeah.
Like, I've kind of told you that before, but
yeah.
I'm like, this isn't right. This is not correct. This does not belong.
Yeah.
But we can only do so much, because for in our view of church, and the church is changing at the moment. But in our view of church, everyone is included. But for everyone to be included, there's going to be a weak link, because if the older people are allowing the trolls to get in and they're changing opinions of the church, those churches are always going to have their opinions change constantly and cause people to leave and the Graham Church, which is what is currently occurring right now.
So I would say that we need to remember here, and you said it a minute ago, but I want to say it again, is that Jesus died for trolls too. And so, yeah. You know, we believe that there's a gospel and a love and a welcome for a troll. But when you worship, you can... When people come to church, in my opinion, they can politically or socially or be wherever they are along the spectrum, but they can't make someone else feel uncomfortable. That I don't care what you believe, and you don't need to care what I believe about our favorite artist or whatever, but I can't make you feel uncomfortable. And that's the rule. If you're making me feel uncomfortable and getting in the way of my worship experience, then that's a problem. So all are welcome, but then all have to be welcoming. Am I saying that well?
Yes. Okay. You are.
That's really hard for Karen.
Yes. And that is extremely hard.
Yeah.
But
I feel bad for, you know, as much fun as it is to make fun of Karen, and the memes are hilarious, and I love watching those videos where a Karen goes off on her hairdresser, or a Karen goes off on Target's masks shelf or whatever. Like, part of me feels really bad for them. Like, sad. Sad for a Karen, because I don't think she wants to act that way, but she's gotten pushed to the point where she doesn't know what else to do.
At that point, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
So I agree with that, yeah. But I don't think they should fall to the victim mentality.
Yeah.
That's not what we should encourage.
Yeah.
We should encourage this change.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to give her any slack. Like,
yes.
Like the way you don't, hitting your hairdresser is wrong. You know the video I'm talking about, right?
Where is yes.
It? Yeah. So hitting your hairdresser is wrong.
Yes.
I feel sad for you that your whole world is upside down to the point where you think hitting your hairdresser is right.
Correct. Right?
Stop it. Let's talk about why you feel so bound up. Like, let's find a place where you feel safe, where you don't need to be a troll. Let's find a place where you, like, can vent the changing society that you think is going to hell in a handbasket or whatever, and get you to take a deep breath, Karen, so that you don't have to go knock down the shelf at Target, you know?
Okay.
So
the oldest meme known to my generation,
okay,
is Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Says, stop it. That's the oldest meme. Yeah, it's Michael Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
1987.
It came up as it's a McDonald's
commercial. I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what we need to do. That needs to be a thing put together by people my age. Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah. Dude, thanks again for this podcast, for this conversation. You know, I so appreciate having you as my millennial mentor. You know,
I'm glad to be your millennial mentor. I wish I was feeling better tonight.
No, I wish you were feeling better too. You get your COVID tested. Like, go take a test.
Okay.
Because at least you'll know whether you have it or not, and how to respond correctly, because it's real, right?
So if I don't have it, I'll come help at you.
Okay, but if you do have it, you stay away for 14 days. Because I don't want it. I'm moving. I can't have it. Like, I can't get into the country I'm going to without, like, no, stop it. Get some help. But I really appreciate this podcast, and I wish we could encourage more folks to have millennial mentors so that they can get this perspective. I mean, I can't think of how many boomers we know or we go to church with who could really benefit from a millennial like you saying, look, here's how you hide this post for 30 days, right? Now you don't have to hear from that troll for 30 days. Like, and
yeah,
click.
If you, the podcast is still going, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you ever have a question,
yeah. Yes.
Like, I care less, like, who you are. I care less. If you have a question about anything, don't be afraid to ask, like, a young person for the answer. Don't be sad. Don't be like, oh, I wish I knew this, and try to Google it. Just ask. I promise it's easier, and I promise we'll be happy to help.
Yeah.
Because no one asks for millennials' help. No one. Like, I haven't been asked by my parents how to work Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I was never asked that question.
Yeah.
Like, years later, like, they don't have Facebook anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's
like, okay. It got too much for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could have been manageable, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, just stop it and ask. That's all we ask.
Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah, stop it. Get some help.
If you don't have a millennial in your life, find one. If you haven't found one, you can ask Adam a question. You can send us an email at nogrowfollowpodcast@yahoo.com. You can ask Adam a question. You can send us a tweet on Twitter if you're into that. That's nogrowfollow1 on Twitter. So do that. Send us some messages. Send us some questions. Thanks to all the listeners who are staying with us. We've been adding some international listeners to our tens of listeners, and we really appreciate it. This has been episode number 13 for us, and we have had all kinds of technical difficulties, like Adam was saying at the beginning. So thank you so much for sticking with us. We hope to keep doing this for a long time.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and why don't you end us in prayer?
I'll do that. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask you to watch over us and to connect us with those young people or older people, O Lord, who can help us find answers. Dear Lord, you tell us that you are the way and the truth and the life, and you give that to us freely. Dear Lord, watch over us and all those who hear our podcast. In Jesus' name.